Hallelujah. 感谢主，亲爱的伙伴，亲爱的朋友，亲爱的同工们，愿这个早上、下午、晚间，神都与你同在。欢迎来到滴滴云端二月份的灵修，我们继续沿着这个方向，风轻和风鸣来到灵修。伙伴们，你知道吗？风浪凶，任他凶；风暴猛，任他猛。我保守我的心，我深爱我的主。环境糟，任他糟；局势惨，任他惨。我敬拜我的神，我祷告我的主。所以我们这周我们来到了专心。专心是什么意思呢？就是我们的心内在的动机、意志、思想，我们都是专心在主的里面。我们的情感、意志、价值判断都是一致的，所以圣经才会说你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。所以你知道吗？专心就是心不分岔，专心是心不再一半给神一半给自己，乃是全部全部全部全部都要给神。其实专心真的是一个很值得我们去探讨去思想的一门很特殊的功课。愿我们在这周我们学习一起专心来到主的面前，专心、全心、诚实的心，心不分裂的，完全就在主的里面。我们一起来学习专心。我们这周我们的灵修还是一样，前面的30分钟，我们一起来到神的话，我们继续来到朗读，来到宣读生命记，过后呢有灵命治疗帮助我们，然后呢也给大家预备了亲近神、靠近神、贴近神的歌曲。在那段时间我们一起来到思想神的话、思考神的话、深思神的话，我们一起来神的话。
当下全会众大声喧嚷，那个晚上百姓都哭嚎。以色列众人向摩西、亚伦发怨言，全会众对他们说：巴不得我们早死在埃及地，或是死在这个旷野上啊！耶和华为什么要把我们领到那个地方，让我们倒在刀下呢？我们的妻子和孩子必被掳掠，我们回埃及去不是更好吗？众人彼此说：我们不如立一个首领回埃及去吧。摩西、亚伦就俯伏在以色列全会众面前，窥探那地的人当中，嫩的儿子约书亚和耶夫尼的儿子加勒撕裂衣服，对以色列全体会众说：我们所窥探经过的是极美的地方，耶和华若喜欢我们，就一定能够把我们带到那里去，把土地赐给我们。那地方原是流奶与蜜的好地方，但你们不可背叛耶和华，也不要害怕那个地方的居民，因为他们是我们的食物，并且荫蔽他们的已经离开他们。有耶和华跟我们同在，不要怕他们。但全体会众说：砸石头砸死他们两个人，不然耶和华的荣光在会幕中向以色列众人显现。耶和华对摩西说：这百姓藐视我要到何时呢？ 我在他们中间行的这一切神迹，他们还不信我要到何时呢？我要用瘟疫击杀他们，使他们不能得那土地。我要叫你的后裔成为大国，比他们强盛。摩西对耶和华说，埃及人一定听见这件事，因为你曾经施展大能，把这百姓从他们中间领上来。埃及人要把这事传给迦南地的居民，那民已经听见你耶和华是在这百姓中间，因为你面对面被人看见，有你的云彩停在他们之上。你白天在云柱中，夜间在火柱中，在他们前面行。如今你若是把这百姓杀了，如同杀一人，那些听见你名声的列邦必议论说，耶和华因为不能把这百姓领进他向他们起誓应许之地，所以在旷野把他们杀了。现在求主大显能力，照你所说过的话说，耶和华不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱，赦免罪孽和过犯，万不以有罪的为无罪，必追讨他的罪，自父及子，直到三四代。求你照你的大慈爱赦免这百姓的罪孽，好像你从埃及到如今常赦免他们一样。耶和华说，我照着你的话赦免了他们，然而我指着我的永生起誓，遍地要被我的荣耀充满。这些人虽看见我的荣耀和我在埃及与旷野所行的神迹，仍然试探我这十次，不听从我的话，他们绝不能看见我向他们的祖宗所起誓应许的土地。凡藐视我的，一个也不能看见，唯独我的仆人迦勒，因他另有一个心志，专一跟从我，我就把他领进他所去过的那土地，他的后裔也必得那地为产业。亚玛利人和迦南人住在谷中，明天你们要转回，从红海的路往旷野去。耶和华对摩西亚伦说，这恶会众向我发怨言，我忍耐他们要到什么时候呢？以色列人向我所发的怨言我都听见了。你们告诉他们，耶和华说，我指着我的永生起誓，我必要照你们达到我耳中的话待你们。你们的尸首必倒在这旷野，并且你们中间凡被数点从20岁以上向我发怨言的，必不可进入我起誓应许叫你们住的那地方，唯有耶弗尼的儿子迦勒和嫩的儿子约书亚才能进去。但你们的妇女孩子，就是你们说要被掳掠的，我必把他们领进去，他们就得知你们所厌弃的那地。至于你们，你们的尸首必倒在这旷野，你们的儿女必在旷野漂流40年，担当你们淫行的罪，直到你们的尸首在旷野消灭。按你们窥探那地的40天，一年顶一天，你们要担当罪孽40年，就知道我与你们疏远了。我耶和华说过，我定要这样待这一切聚集敌对我的恶会众，他们必在这旷野消灭， 在这里死亡。摩西所打发窥探那地的人回来，报那地的坏消息，叫全会众向摩西发怨言。这些报恶信的人都遭瘟疫，死在耶和华面前。其中只有嫩的儿子约书亚和耶弗尼的儿子加勒仍然活着。摩西把这些话告诉以色列众人，他们就极其悲哀。清早起来往山顶去，说：我们在这里，我们有罪了，请愿上耶和华所应许的地方去。摩西说：你们为什么违背耶和华的命令啊？这事不能顺利了，不要上去，因为耶和华不在你们中间，恐怕你们被仇敌杀败了。亚玛利人和迦南人都在你们面前，你们必倒在刀下。以你们退回不跟从耶和华，所以他必不和你们同在。他们却善赶上山顶去，然而耶和华的约柜和摩西没有出营。于是亚玛利人和住在那山上的迦南人都下来攻打他们，把他们杀退了，直到何尔玛。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，平安，很高兴我们能在黎明日粮相会，求圣灵帮助我们来到上帝的面前，以平静安稳的心亲近上帝。今天我们要分享的主题是骄者必败。我们一起来阅读今天的经文，箴言18:1-12，与众寡合的独自寻求心愿，并恼恨一切真智慧。愚昧人不喜爱明哲，只喜爱显露心意。恶人来，藐视随来，羞耻道，辱骂同道。人口中的言语如同深水，智慧的泉源好像涌流的河水。沾寻恶人的情面，偏断一人的案件，都为不善。愚昧人张嘴起争端，开口招鞭打。愚昧人的口自取败坏，他的嘴是他生命的网罗。传舌人的言语如同美食，深入人的心腹。做工懈怠的与浪费人为兄弟。耶和华的名是坚固台，一人奔入便得安稳。富足人的财物是他的坚城，在他心想犹如高墙。败坏之先人心骄傲，尊荣以前必有谦卑。约翰·泰勒是18世纪英国的一位眼科医生，由于高傲自大，他为自己捏造显赫的名声，他刻意接近名人，甚至还成为英王乔治2世的御用眼科医生。泰勒走遍英国各地举行医学表演，声称可以神奇地治愈各种眼疾，然后带着村民支付的大笔医药费，趁着夜色偷偷离开小镇。根据历史记载，泰勒其实是个江湖骗子，很可能造成几百位病人失明。他在历史上留名，不是因他医术出众，而是因他让该世纪最伟大的两位作曲家巴哈与韩德尔失明了。泰勒渴望得到名声及赞扬，但他留给后世的却只有谎言，以及他带给别人的羞辱与伤害。箴言指出，自负的欲望最终导致毁灭，败坏之先人心骄傲。泰勒可耻的行为告诫我们，高傲自大会毁掉人的一生，而一个人的愚昧往往也会伤害别人，这种败坏确实极大。一颗骄傲的心会摧毁我们和他人，但一颗谦卑的心却会引领我们得到满有意义及喜乐的生命。正如箴言接着说，尊荣以前必有谦卑。若我们只是一味自私地追求个人的利益，绝对无法得到自己所渴望的。然而 若我们愿意全心顺服上帝，并且服侍他人，就能尊荣上帝，并反映他的美善。亲爱的弟兄姊妹啊，你曾在哪些情况中看见骄傲导致失败呢？你曾在何时看见谦卑带来尊荣呢？我们一起来回顾今天的主题经文：败坏之先，人心骄傲。箴言18:12。我们一起祷告吧。亲爱的上帝啊，请赐给我一颗谦卑的心，除去我心中的傲慢与自负。奉主耶稣基督之名祈求，阿们。灵粮透视，在今天的阅读经文《箴言》18:1-12中，骄傲、言语和愚昧交织成一个整体的概念。骄傲的人独善其身，不喜欢明白事理，智慧的言语犹如一潭深水，智慧人涌现的智慧如涓涓溪流。愚昧人说话引起纷争，愚昧人的话语令他们自取败坏。同样的，流言蜚语会让某些人受到伤害，毒害每一个受到影响的人，并且如同美食一样引诱那些无知的人。只有一人才会明白，耶和华的名是坚固台。求圣灵帮助我们更好地活在今天，靠主前行。如果你对今天的内容有所感动，请你转载与他人分享，也邀请你下载灵明日粮的手机应用程序，继续收听其他的属灵内容。欢迎你留言给我们，彼此代祷。同时也请你为我们在制作团队方面代祷。愿上帝赐福于你，我们下次再见。
我们哭歌 爱围绕在你我身旁，是我们枯干的心灵的满足。
再次邀请圣灵到我们当中。 Once again we welcome you Holy Spirit.
打开我耳朵，
起在这里，我们可恶，打开我眼，打开我耳朵，打开我心，教我如何再爱你。
哦，亲爱耶稣，
你就在这里，我们相互，打开我眼，打开我耳朵，打开我心，教我如何接待你。哦，亲爱耶稣，你就在这里，我们相互，打开我眼，打开我耳朵，打开我心，教我如何接待你。哦，亲爱耶稣，你就在这里，我们相互，打开我眼，打开我耳朵，打开我心，教我如何接待你。
哦，亲爱耶稣，你就在这里，
我们相互，打开我眼，打开我耳朵，打开我心，教我如何接待你。
Welcome the Holy Spirit all together in this room. In your own language, in your own words, welcome Him. 用你自己的祷告，我们来欢迎圣灵。耶稣，我们欢迎你，加着你的同在。圣灵，我们爱你。Lift your voice.
Thank you.
真理，我爱你，神灵向我吹起，释放启示的
呀，感谢主，我们现在来到了第二个阶段，就是神的灵一样的给大家预备了专心主题的歌曲，我们一起透过这个歌曲，我们宣告，我们宣认说，主啊，给我有一颗专心的心。过后呢，我们一样，我们来用方言祷告，用灵歌，用悟性祷告，来到宣告，来到宣认，来到呼求，来到呼喊，好叫主真的帮助我们走进一个真实的专心跟随主。
怀疑你，专心做。
Come on, lift your voice, pray with me. Lift your voice, lift your voice, lift your voice. Mean business with God today. Mean business with God today. Mean business with God today. Make up your mind, Father. I will not leave this hour without oil. I will not leave this time of prayer without something upon my life, without a fresh oil upon my destiny. I will not leave today the same way. Online, I will not leave offline without being changed today. I will not end this hour of prayer connected online without receiving something, without receiving something from God. Some of us, we've lost our expectation when it comes to midday prayer. But today, may it be stirred up within you. May you be delivered from routine. May you be set free from religion. Today, my God, may relationship be restored. That every hour I can seek your face. That I can see something new, my God. That I can receive something from heaven. Something about me must change as I behold you. As I look to you, oh God. As I look to you, oh God. Pare kosi amrandia kamronda. Ibrondo samandia. Let deep call unto deep today. Come on, let deep call unto deep today. Let there be a thirst that comes from the depth of your being. Let there be a thirst that comes from the soul, from the depth of your soul today. Oh, I cry out for the living God. Cry out for the living God today. Pare combre di eso honda. Lamando kiendo hambre di eso brandia. Lambrongo si abrandalia. Bible school students, I feel to admonish you. Don't get stuck in routine. Don't get stuck in the demon of routine where it just feels like it's another hour. It's another moment. No, you're missing it. Now God wants to meet with you. The God of creation is in this place. He is here today. For those who seek Him shall find Him. Those who shall ask shall receive. Those who shall knock, the door shall be open. But the Bible says, keep on asking. Keep on seeking. Keep on looking. Keep on asking the Lord. Keep on knocking on the door. The door shall be open. The door shall be open. The door shall be open. There must be a persistence. There must be a consistency. There must be a steadfastness in our prayer life. We are a people of the Spirit. We are a people of the deep things of God. That takes a waiting on the Lord. It takes a plugging in today. You must die to your flesh. You must put an end to your temporary things, to these carnalities. Let them die today as you pray. Let them die today as you pray. If you need to close your eyes and lay upon the ground today, if you mean business, or if you need to walk so that you don't get tired, do what you need to do. But don't waste this hour. Don't waste this time today. We need the oil of the Holy Spirit. We need the precious oil of the Holy Ghost. We are no good to this world if we're empty. We're no good to anybody if we're empty. The ministry is useless unless it has the oil of the Holy Spirit. Your life is useless unless it has the oil of the Holy Spirit. Without the oil, we are ineffective. Without the oil, we can do no good in this world. But it is by the oil that we can be transformers of destinies. It is by the oil that we can shift society. It is by the oil that we can move a community. It is by the oil that families are transformed. And I pray today that you would not log off and that you would not leave this church without receiving something from the heavenlies. That you would not leave this place without receiving something from God. But there has to be a hunger. There has to be a desire. There has to be a thirst. Father, today I mean business with you. Today I press in, my God. Pare combre di esso home. Libros cavambra di e combre di esso, labra condi di esso, labra cadoso bre di esso, impacando so caliengo. Pray, pray, pray. Let it come from the depth of your being. Let there be a cry that comes from the depth of a man, the depth of a woman, the Bible says. Deep calls unto deep. Deep calls unto deep. Le combre di esso, ombra di acabrosia. Deep calls unto deep. The Bible says, draw near to me. I shall draw near to you. Father, we take this hour to draw near to you. Perro codiaso hombre diendo, nambros cavambra dia camombra, labros que febre herie, rocombra dia sobralieco. Pray with me. Come on, lift your voice.
Come on, lift your voice. Let His presence begin to overwhelm you. Let the oil begin to flow, I pray. Let the oil begin to flow, I pray. Let the oil begin to flow, I pray. I pray that some of you would leave immersed today. Some of you would leave overwhelmed by the presence of God. That there would be a knowing that He is near to you. That there would be an overwhelming sense that the oil of the Lord is upon your destiny. That there would be an overwhelming knowledge that God is upon your life. That His hand is upon your destiny. Come on, pray right now. Press in. Mean business with the Lord today. Let it not be another empty hour, but Father, today we mean business. Today we have come to receive from the heavenlies. We have come to receive from the Ancient of Days. We have come to receive the water that flows from the right side of the sanctuary. And Ezekiel said, I measured 1,000 cubits. The Son of Man, He measured 1,000 cubits, and He took me a little bit deeper. And then He measured 1,000 more, and He took me deeper. And He measured another 1,000, and I was waist deep. And He measured another 1,000, and it was too much to stand. Father, today we pray that we would grow deeper in the things of the Spirit. We pray that the flow would take us. We pray, oh God, that all carnality would be driven out of us even this morning as we crucify our flesh and pray, as we silence our flesh and as we seek Your face. Oh God, today do a work within us. Oh God, today do a work within us. Deliver us from carnality, we pray, that we would deny ourselves and pick up our cross and begin to follow You. Cleanse us from all selfish ambition. Cleanse us from every selfish desire, that we would see Christ only, that Christ would receive glory, that when they look at our lives, they would not see us, but they would see Jesus revealed, they would see Jesus glorified. Father, today we deny ourselves, we pick up our cross, but we need Your oil, oh God. Today we press in for the fresh oil of the Holy Spirit, and as David said, You pour Your fresh oil over me. This morning, during this time of prayer, or whatever time you're connected online, in the mighty name of the Lord, Lord, pour Your fresh oil over every son and every daughter, over every servant, every minister, every person that is listening to this right now, whether in this place or online, in the mighty name of the Lord, let the anointing of God begin to overwhelm you. In the name of the Lord, in this atmosphere, let every yoke be destroyed, every obstacle be broken through. I pray right now in the mighty name of the Lord for the Lord to begin to touch every one of us, for the Lord to begin to touch us. Perando rieco sia recombre die sohonda liambro libros que febre die sohombra ramamamando rekidieso. Move our hearts today, Father. Touch us as we pray. Let me become overwhelmed like the Most High is overshadowing us today. Perecombre die sohombra lambre que die sohombre die soho. Come on, I want to hear you pray with me this morning. Pray with me this morning. Come on, lift up your voice and mean business with God today personally. I have come to receive something this morning. I have come to receive something today. That is why you are in this place. That is why you are with me online. Come on, begin to press in right now. Let there be a seriousness with the Lord. David said, one thing I have desired. One thing I have desired. One thing I have desired. Jesus said concerning Mary, she has found the one thing that is needed, and she will not allow it to be taken from us, from her. I believe some of us, we've allowed the one thing to be taken. Maybe it's selfish ambitions. Maybe it's wrong desires. Maybe we just got stuck in the rut. But today, oh God, we come back. We get back to the basics. We get back to the one thing, oh God. It is You, oh Lord, that we desire. Above everything, we desire You. We desire You. We desire You. We desire You. Oh, racambrosiendo. That we would not be famous but faithful. That we would not be famous but faithful. That we would be faithful servants. Pare combre di eso. Come on, pray right now that the Lord would help us. That we would not be people that pursue fame. We would not pursue these carnal things. But Lord, we'd be faithful. Because at the end of our race, the Bible says, He'll say, well done, my good and faithful. That is the ultimate prize. That we would be known as a faithful servant. A faithful servant. A faithful son. A faithful daughter. Father, today, in the mighty name of the Lord. Pare condie. Recombre die sohombra. La mamando rocondie no hondie. Come on, I feel like the Holy Spirit is moving in this place right now, moving on people, moving on you as you pray. I feel like there's a prioritization happening right now, a reprioritizing of things where we've missed it, things where we've got confused, or things where we allowed certain things to take the forefront. But today, let God begin to do a work. Let God to begin to do a work right now. Come on, pray. Romo mondo die combrosie, sambrando combre dieso, ramamamando robohosie. David said, one thing I have asked of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of Yahweh and to inquire in His temple. Father, today we pursue this mentality of David. One thing we have desired is to pursue You. One thing we have desired is to gaze upon Yahweh. One thing we have desired above all else is to look to You, to behold You and to be like You, to be formed like You, O God. We behold You until we are formed today. We behold You until we are formed, my God. Pare con di esso hombre, limbros cavabra dia camonda. That we would be genuine lovers of God. That we would not be users of God, but lovers of God. That we would be of those whose hearts are held captive by You, my King. Oh, kembren di esso hombria. Come on, lift up your voice right now and pray. Lift up your voice and pray with me today. Let there be a moving this morning. Mande kidio sombrandi e. I feel the strong unction of the Holy Spirit as we're praying today. Let God begin to work within us. Let God begin to work within us. Panielo prosie combrandia, somo momrotie socolie, zicombradia sombrandia scavambradiese, mendoria cabrosa vabradia cabronda, menderie soprodia cabrosie veriesco. Come on, pray. I feel the flow of His oil right now. I sense the flow of His oil right now. I sense the flow of His oil right now. Touch in Jesus' name. Be filled. Be filled. Be filled in this place. Be filled in your home. Every person connected today, every person plugged in, let the oil of the Holy Spirit begin to flow into you. Let the oil of the Holy Spirit begin to rest strongly upon you. Let the oil of the Holy Spirit begin to rest upon you. Let it begin to overwhelm you. But I want to assure you, you will never have what you don't hunger for. There must be a hunger. There must be a hunger. There must be a desire. There must be a thirst. There must be a cry from the depth of your being. God is not impressed by our words. He looks at the heart of a man. He looks at the heart of a woman. He looks at the heart of a man. He searches out the hearts of people. Perekondia kamroskia, lepekedosie kamrondie, shamamamandoro kosiende, lipekedoso kobradia kamrosia, shamamamandoro bobosia, rebebebebe somdoro kosienda liambro, mande kiengo rosieto, rababa. As you pray in the Holy Spirit, you're plugging in. You're plugging into power. You're plugging into the flow as you pray. As your mind becomes set upon heavenly things, you're taking delivery of fresh oil this morning. Your lamp is receiving fresh oil. Your lamp is receiving fresh oil. Pare con di ala brosie vedie, recobra dias camandia. The five wise virgins said to the five fools, go to them that buy and get your oil. This is how you receive oil. This is how you receive oil. You pray. You press in. You wait on the Lord. You plug in like this. There is no cheap way to get oil from heaven. There is no shortcut. There is no other way. This is the ancient path. We press in. We press in. We press in. Mande kidia sohobra dia kamranda. Lepeke dia soprakadia. This is how sermons begin to transform. transform lives because it's not empty words. It's weights of glory that rest upon the words. This is how businesses are built, because it's not just a carnal idea, but it comes from the Ancient of Days. It comes from the realm of the ancient. It comes from the realm where the living God dwells. It is from this place. This is where the weight of God begins to rest upon you. This is where the weight of God begins to rest upon you. I tell you the truth, there is no shortcut. There is no shortcut. There is no way around this. This is the ancient path. You must make up your mind whether you will walk upon the path of prayer, whether you walk upon the path of intercession. Father, I don't just want to know your acts, I want to know your ways. I don't just want to see manifestation, I want to know you, my God. Parindo lava dieso. I don't just want to see the promises, I want to see your person. Berekendo siambro scavabriata. Lepekendo socambriesco. Lepekendo sombrandieco. Let us begin to look upon the mirror. Lembros cavambra dieso. Let us begin to behold today. Shakambros cavambra dieso hondie. Lepeketo socombra dia camonda. Recombre diesco, mombre diesco. Lemememem sombrondosque. Romo momo mondo, robo hosie. Lama mama mama mamando. Lemembre kidiesco. Lepekendo. Sombre diesco, rama mamando rocon dieso hondie, le pequeno sobra caria combre diesco, y compro si efe diesco, si mengen de neme sondie, minde de meme sondie de nemesie, minde de meme sondie de nemesie, mende le meme sondie de nemesie, ende de diende. To gaze upon the beauty of Yahweh and to inquire in His temple. Mande kidie sombra dia kamros kavaria, to be concealed under the cover of His tent. Mande lie kumrondia, recobra dias kovabra dias kaliando, remonda kadie sombranda kaliando, robobobosie telebebesie, rebebebebe sondo robobosia, robobobosia anda rababasia. I want us to take the next 10 minutes right now and begin to pray with fervency. Go ahead, begin to lift up your voice and don't stop, only in tongues. For the next 10 minutes, non-stop, begin to pray. Begin to pray right now, because some of us, our capacity has remained small, and it is why our oil is small. It is why we're not seeing what we want to see. The Bible says that that widow, she said, give me another vessel. And her son said, there is not another vessel. And it was at that point that the oil began to cease. I want to ask us a question today. I ask myself this question. Do we have another vessel? Do we have another vessel? Do we have another vessel? Or are you content with what you have? Are you content with what you have? May there be another vessel today as you pray. Father, give me another vessel. Fill me with oil today. Fill me with oil today. I empty myself. I empty myself today. Fill me with oil, my God. Pare combre diesom dalianda. Conde di dieso. I hear the angel of days asking us a question. Is there another vessel? Is there another vessel? Pando combre dieso. Ibrangon dieso mbradiaka. Go ahead, begin to pray. For the next 10 minutes, pray. Online, turn your volume up, pray. 10 minutes in the spirit. Press in, press in, press in. In this place, put every distraction aside. Put everything aside. Mean business today. Mean business today. Forget about the person next to you. Maybe you must go on your knees. Maybe you must shove your head into the seat or on the carpet or do whatever. But mean business here. Pareko talida. You want to shift a generation. This is where you get the oil to do it. You want to impact society. This is where you get the oil to do it. You want to bring restoration to families. This is where You get the oil to do it. You want to deliver a family. You want to deliver a community. This is the place. This is the place. This is the place. Pare kodia salika. A sermon will not give it to you. It is you praying that you will get what you need. Mando kombre dieso. Lepekedo sokodia. Come on, begin to pray with me. 10 minutes. Let's go. Manda kado sokodia. Rakado sokodia. Kabrekedie kambrodia. Come on, I want to see you praying. Move your mouth. Pray. Manda kando sokobre kidieso. Lepeketo sokota. Ipakado sokombre kedie. Ikete kese kete kete. You online, put your phone aside. Just listen to the volume. Don't get distracted by the comment section. Don't get distracted by anything else right now. Turn up your volume. Turn up your iPad. Turn up your television. Pray. Perekotalia. Rekopa kadiasa. Ekete kese kete. Is there another vessel? Mande kedo sokota. Ekete keso koto. Is there another vessel? Pareketo sokotia. Arekabokotia. Is there another vessel? Mande keno songalia. Is there another vessel? Pareketo sokotia. Likamombradia kadosia. Is there another vessel for the oil of the Holy Spirit to begin to invade and fool? Paregondia dolabrieto. Is there another vessel? Parokodia bradiaso. Epeketo siekedie. Iporondo kodiaso. Labakadoso. Ipekedie sobrando kondie. Iparagadosa. Iparagadosa. Rakadoso kodianda. Mandekirio. Ipokoda la baharia. Come on, you sound good. Pray. Zoprekete kedieso. Shepokoto sakadiata. Lapakadoso kotadieka. Ipagadoso bakadieke. Ipekete kedieko dia. Libokombrosko mbambrandi ingende. Iporoko sombrandangende. Ikendo sonda libre. Ikobrada kazo broke. Iprekedo robondo. Is there another vessel? Barakombra. Dia calombra y camando con diende y pequeñeso. Father, I empty myself of my will, my ways, my desires, my ambitions. I empty myself today, O God, to receive oil this morning, to receive oil today. Pare coriambra y pequeñeso combra dieso la baria camombra. I offer myself today as an empty vessel. Rengende sombra die condalia e mombra dieso. Brandi eco I pereche sombra diando I perecheresie I perecheresche I perecheresche I perecheresche rombrondo così ambra labra cotolieco japaracado sonde I pequeno somandalia la paraca siete le peche sobocodia la paracado socodia le che mondo condie. This is what's going to give you, this is what's going to make you significant. This is what's going to give you relevance, that you carry the oil of the Holy Spirit. It's not enough to have eloquent words. It's not enough to have business skills. It's not enough to have natural knowledge. You have to have the oil of the Holy Spirit, the oil of the Holy Ghost. Pare con dieso, la paracado socota, I pequete sequete, racato cota, racato cotie canie. Rakano comando conie, mando comondo cosiende, ipekete kedie kedie, rakato ko bakadia, epekete kedo sokolia, mando cosiando. Kinde ke sombrondo kodiasa lepe ke seketosia ipangando sombrondo ipere ke seketo iparaka lepe kendo jamando kombrende ipere ke sotorobo isandara kashondo ipekendo. Come on, 5 more minutes. Pray in the Holy Ghost. The Lord is touching people in this place. It's a wonderful sight. I believe He's touching touching you in your homes. I believe He's touching you in your office. I believe He's touching you in your vehicle as you drive and pray, as you study the Word and pray. I believe the Lord is releasing things right now. I believe the Lord is touching you. I believe the oil of the Holy Ghost is marking you for this prophetic hour. I believe right now your destiny is being shifted to another level. I believe everything's about to change after this prayer segment. I believe everything's about to shift after this hour of prayer. I believe you're never going to be the same again. I believe the words that you begin to speak from today are going to carry the weight of the Ancient of Days. I believe from this day wisdom will begin to flow, knowledge and understanding that is not of mankind but is of the Ancient of Days shall begin to flow. Pare combre di eso la para cadosia ne che di eso holia recoboshia talibra recomanda cadia soholia rememendo cosie teherie robobobo sonderie che I pekedo socolia randa kando socolia. Come on, don't faint, pray. Jesus said, the flesh is weak, but the spirit, it's willing. Every time you pray, you have to tell your flesh to die, and the spirit has to lead you. And it's a daily thing. Jesus said, the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. The spirit is willing. The spirit wants to draw you closer. The spirit wants to reveal deeper. The spirit wants to take you to the place that you've never been before. But you have to let your flesh die today. You have to deny yourself. You have to deny your feelings. You have to crucify it today. Because your flesh can't make it into the deep places of God. This is why the Bible tells us that Jesus would often withdraw to pray, to seek the face of His Father. This is why our Messiah, our Lord, He began to show us, if we want the oil, we have to press in. If we want the oil, we have to crucify the flesh. If we want the oil, we have to be willing to go where nobody else is willing. We have to go deeper. We have to press further. The Bible says He would often pray through the night, and early in the morning He would be by Himself seeking His Father. That's why the Bible says He did nothing except He saw the Father do it. He said nothing unless He saw the Father say it. In order for you to know what heaven is doing, you have to know what heaven is like. You have to begin to experience it. You have to begin to already taste it. This is how you taste it. This is how you experience it. You can never take a people where you've not been. Many are trying to lead churches into places that they don't know. Many are trying to lead churches into the Holy of Holies, but they have not been there. Many want to lead a generation into freedom, but they think they're going to do it by algorithms. But it's by the anointing of God that you shift a generation. It's by the anointing of God that a ministry begins to impact lives. It's by the anointing of God that businesses are built for kingdom advancement. It is by the oil of God. And today I'm teaching you, I'm showing you in all humility how to get that oil. How to get that oil. For that which is born of the spirit, it is spirit. But that which is born of the flesh is flesh.
哈利路亚，亲爱的，感谢主，我们真的祷告，让这个灵修可以一直继续，一直继续，一直继续。亲近主的时间永远都不够，靠近主的时间永远都觉得短暂。神愿我们今天早上、下午到晚间，继续带着一颗亲近神的心，到我们工作的地方， 到我们的家园，到我们的社区，到我们的小区，到我们的学校，到我们的教会，到我们的公司，继续带着这样的同在。不管到哪个地方，别人在我们身上可以感受到神，可以闻到神的香气，可以感觉到主就和我们在一起。神，愿这个早上、下午、晚间都和你同在。我是同在你的朋友、你的伙伴、你的知己，神同在的一天。